If you want to change the way you think, feel, and enjoy life, well, you came across the right podcast, my friend. This is John with DivineMinds.org, and welcome to our very first official podcast. I would like to just say hello, which is hello in Icelandish, trying to mix it up with different cultures today. And let's get to the podcast. Everybody, thank you for joining me with our first podcast. My name's John, and I would just like to say good morning on this Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking forward to seeing some home runs and whatnot, some ball kicking and beer drinking. I'm not really too much of a sports guy, honestly, but who doesn't like just having a good old time, you know, watching giant mutant-like human beings just beat the shit out of each other over a piece of inflatable pigskin. So, for the podcast today, I'm going to keep it short and sweet and to the point. I came across this concept that I feel like I should share with some of you guys. It's nothing real new or, no, it's not like a million-dollar concept, but it's just, if it comes in handy if you're an individual who is going through some hardships in life, or, you know, you have a new job, you are starting a new diet, you know, it's a new year, everybody's trying to, you know, change their life in a positive way. And, you know, that's really great. So, what I call this is the 3-day rule. And for a lot of people who try quitting smoking, this may sound real familiar to them. Pretty much what a 3-day rule is the first 3 days of whatever you do is going to be difficult. And once you get past that third day, which is like the peak of the hill, then everything kind of seems to just go easy from there. So an example would be, say, you move to a new area, you're not familiar with anybody, or you went to college out of state, and, you know, the first day you settle in, and you're uncomfortable, you're out of your environment, it's something new, you're not used to your surroundings. Then the second day, usually it gets pretty worse by the second day. You know, you're kind of freaking out, you're questioning yourself if you should stay or leave, or, you know, you start becoming homesick for a lot of people. And then on the third day, you know, usually for me, when I go through this, by mid-third day, I kind of start realizing, you know, things aren't as bad as they were, and then you actually conform and get used to your environment. So, Christ. Sorry, people. It's hard to do a podcast when I got everybody yelling, you know, Italian family, what can you do? But anyways, so, a little 3-day rule. If you get past that third day, whatever hardship you're going through in life, you know, like the cliche saying is, the grass is always greener on the other side, yada yada. But you gotta always try to be optimistic and kind of look for the positives in things. You know, best advice, try to get any negative thoughts out of your head that may be in your mind, because thoughts are real. It sounds stupid, but if you really kind of sit and ponder upon that, it does make sense. Because whatever you think does affect your brain and your physiology. And, you know, like, good example, if someone's depressed, when they keep telling you they're depressed, well, it's not good, because they just keep reminding themselves and putting themselves in a bigger rut and just dig them into a bigger hole. And the more you say something, the more you believe it. So, you know, a little tip of advice, 3-day rule. I'm going to try to do these podcasts as much as I can, try to give them more informative. Today, there's not too much new topics out there, except everything's flooded about the Super Bowl. So once that passes, I'll come across some good stuff. And so don't forget to check out our website, divineminds.org. We got a new Snapchat, divineminds_ORG. Check out our Twitter, Instagram. We're on all social media. So just check us out whenever you can. like our Facebook page. We're always putting out new content, and I will see you guys next time.